Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini, talking about this week's City Council meeting. All right, Mike, thanks for being on the program. It's been a couple of weeks. Welcome.
Thanks for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and visit with you about city affairs.
And let's talk about a change order and one that leaves a few extra bucks in Pella's pockets.
Well, yes, Justin, it's good news and bad news. And as the listeners, to get the listeners up to speed, what the council did was they approved a change order with MCM Demolition. And MCM is currently the firm that's handling the demolition of the city's power plant. And this particular change order was in the amount of $15,215. And the purpose of the change order was to remove some asbestos that was uncovered from the turbine generator at the city's power plant. Now, Justin, to put this in perspective, in December of last year, the council approved the contract with NCM Demolition in the amount of $1,388,000 for deconstruction of the city's power plant. Within that budget, that was considered the base budget, but the city also budgeted an additional $327,000 in the event that asbestos abatement was needed for the refractory lining in the boilers. Through the initial phase of the project, which was the asbestos abatement phase of the project, we are fortunate that this was the only noted asbestos or additional asbestos abatement that needed to take place with the project. So, in essence, we had budgeted an additional $327,000 for asbestos abatement. What was uncovered through the 10-week asbestos removal period was an additional $15,000. So even though we had an increase in the contract to NCM, it's still lower than what we had expected for the project. Now, to get the listeners up to speed on the status of the project, the deconstruction portion of the project is scheduled to begin in early April. And the good news with the project is once that starts, we are still on schedule to have the power plant deconstruction project completed by early July of this year. And the city's plans are, is once the power plant is removed from the site, the area will be restored to green space out there in the front at council's discretion. Once it's restored to green space, I'm sure there'll be plans or discussions on what type of green space goes in there in future years. But initially, folks, when they drive by there in July and later this summer, they'll notice it'll be replanted with grass seeds at this time. Based on future plans for the area will be determined by the city council.
Well, and we're always looking for places for people to live, with us being in kind of a lucky situation with there being so many jobs here in the area. Looks like there's going to be a couple of subdivisions.
Yeah, some last night. Council did approve two new subdivisions for the area. The first one was they approved Oakwood Estates Plat 2, which is an addition to the current Oakwood subdivision. And to get the listeners up to the geographical area of this is subdivision is west of West 3rd Street, and it's north of Lincoln Street and south of Monroe Street. It's a relatively new subdivision. The developer is Nelson and Eleanor Bogards, and what they're proposing is a new 6-lot subdivision extension with this. And through this, Justin, what's called for in the plans with the new subdivision, there'll be an extension of West 4th Street of just shy of about 500 feet. And along with that, the developer will also be installing and extending the city's city water main and also sanitary sewer, as well as storm sewer as well. So the good news for the city is it's a new 6-lot subdivision that's an extension or an addition to the Oakwood Estates current subdivision for the city limits. And so it should be a nice additional option for those that may be looking for housing options in the community when it is completed. The second subdivision that the city approved last night was actually a subdivision request by the Marjorie Kuiper Trust, and it was for an area just west of Dingaman Estates out on G28. This was a 2-lot subdivision, and the council approved it last night. It's important for the listeners to understand in approving that subdivision is currently outside the city's city limits, but the city does have some zoning and subdivision controls for area outside the city limits, most notably those areas that are likely to develop that are in close proximity to the city and within our 2-mile corporate limits. And so last night, the council did proceed with that subdivision as well.
Very good, Mike. Thanks so much for your time and your information, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Justin, once again, thanks for having me here today.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, City Administrator Mike Nardini, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKVLS.com.